Today, we'd like to see the title of Job's defense and prayer in the book of Job, chapter 13, verses 1 to 28. To online with people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, but you, forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. Why does Job respond so to his friends' counsels, and what can we learn from this? Question 2, in verses 15 and 16, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will depend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. What do they mean, and what is the resolution of Job's suffering? Question 3. In verse 23 and 24, how many are my iniquities and sins, making me know my transgression and my sin? Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? How does Job think of God's silence, and what is its true reason in the last chapter, 42? Now we get to one of five poetical books, the book of Job, from the previous 17 historical books in the Old Testament. Job lost the property, his children, and suffered the sword boils from the sole of his feet unto his crown. In Job chapter 2, verse 7, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Then Job's three friends gave counsel to him in Job 2, verse 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. Three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, counsel is that suffering's reason is a sin requiring repentance. However, another friend, Elihu, gave a counsel through Job chapter 32 up to 37. Suffering's reason is often the means to purify the children of God. In the Bible, we can see five reasons of suffering. Number one, illness. For example, a patient of a flow of blood, women, she visited on physicians many times, but she couldn't cure. But because of her illness, she had painful sickness. But she was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So this resurrection, patient of faith and prayer without fainting. Number two, death. For example, Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus was dead. So Mary and Martha, his family members, they mourned seriously. Then Jesus raised Lazarus from his death. So this kind of pain is a resolution, believe the one's comfort and hope in Christ. So number three, sin. Because of here, Job's friends gave counsels to Job based upon Job's hidden sin. Job had such sufferings and pains. That example Bible, David's adultery with Bathsheba, that case of sinner's repentance followed by corrected behavior. Number four, because of a faith, we announced that James, he was martyred in South Sudan. Because of faith of Christ, so this case is in the Bible, Paul and Timothy. So they said, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, they lose the desire to live because of so much persecution. In that case, the persecuted ones of faith and seeking forgiveness for persecutor, because Jesus loved us first, and we should pray for persecutors' forgiveness. The last one is Job's case or Joseph's case, unexplainable good purpose of God. Joseph, without reason, he was sold as a slave. He was accused of attempted rape, so he was imprisoned. So in that kind of a case, sufferers of faith and prayer. So keep on, that's a resolution. In the last chapter 12, Job defended against the counsel of Zophar. And now in this chapter 13, Job defend against all the three friends' counsels. First one, behold, my eye has seen all this, all your counsel. My ear has heard and understand it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. I know and understand your counsel fully. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. So I would pray to God with reasoning. Verse 4, but you are fortress of liars. So your counsels to Job's present pain and suffering boils from the sole of his feet unto his crown is caused by his sin. And Job must repent it before God. True principle from the scriptures, but wrongfully applied to Job's case. That case, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 36, God says this kind of wrongful application is a type of false teaching. And the oracle of the Lord you shall mention no more, which meaning the burden. This is God's burden. You shall mention no more, because your man's word will be his oracle. Your own word is your burden, not from God, because you have perverted the words of the living God. So although you cited correct the word of God, but apply wrongfully, that case perverted the words of living God, the Lord of hosts of God. So that case, Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, Satan, Psalm chapter 91, used the particular Bible verse applied to Jesus Christ in order to tempt him. So, and said to him, Satan said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, Psalm 91, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Basically, chapter 91, the describer, God is the protector for the children of God. That's the main issue. But Satan used that particular verse applying to Jesus Christ in order to tempt him. That kind of typical wrongful application is a type of false teaching. So that's why, in order to understand the Bible, we should see in context, in syntax. That is crucial. Number two, the friend's weak point is love or comfort, but the judgmental word. So they made a critical word rather than comfort love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. Although I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor people, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, this one says we should deliver the comfort given by God. Here, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, including Job's tribulation too, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Basically, we receive the comfort from God. That comfort delivered to a troubled person. You know, that kind of sense right here. So here, verse 4, basically, you are fortress of lies. You meaning all three friends. You are all worthless physician. Because your counsel are useless, meaningless, irrelevant to Job's case. Then verse 5, oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom. So silence, if you keep silent, that would be better. So often silence is wiser before seeing. James chapter 1, verse 19. My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So is verse now 6. Now hear my reasoning and heed or pay attention the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him, for God? Because of their wrongful application to Job, who used the strong word over wickedly, deceitfully from Job's upset heart. Later, God says their counsels are not right. Job 42, verse 7, God said, and so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, because you have not spoken of me, of God, what is right. Simply, you are spoken not right, as my servant Job has. Job's spoken is right, but you are not right. You know, that kind of God, you know, does call them later. That is verse 8. Will you show partiality for him? Partiality means a favor here to those who commit sins but are prosperous. Prosperous result-oriented counsel, such as wealth, power, or health. Person who commit sin, you know, that case give a favor. Three friends counsel really gave a favor, you know, to them. Will you contend for God? Will you alert for God? Verse 9, will it be well when he searches you out? Or can you mock him as one mocks a man? This is a rhetorical question. The answer, never. So human being cannot mock God, you know,
So a human being, you know, so cannot, you know, do it. So he will surely revoke you. So God does so if you secretly show partiality. So God is rebuked them, so you are not right in Job chapter 42, verse 7, not right. Verse 11, will not his excellence make you afraid and the dread of him fall upon you? Dread means great fear of God fall upon you. Your platitude or your remembrance are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Your wrongfully applied principles are useless, like ashes. Your defenses against Job's answers are fragile, like clay. Verse 13, hold your peace with me and let me speak. So keep silent, friends. Now let me speak to you, friends. Then let come on me what may. Let what may come on me. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? I have to speak to you. Verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even if God makes me suffer loss of property, children, health, I will trust God. This is number one, keep faith. That's a resolution of this type of pain and suffering. Then even so, nevertheless, I will depend my own ways before him, which means I will pray fervently to God. So faith and prayer are the resolution of this kind of pain and suffering arising from unexplainable good purpose of God. So when we suffer, we don't know God's good purpose, but later we can know what's good purpose. Like Joseph, when he was imprisoned, he had no idea of that. But later, when he became prime minister, then he can save the Israel people from hunger, famine. Then later, the Jesus Christ come from the Judah tribe over Israel. So that kind of sense we could understand the latter. So here, verse 16, he also shall be my salvation. This meaning, God shall be my salvation. This meaning is the meaning of Jesus' name. Jesus' name means the Lord is a salvation. Only the Lord will resolve this pain and suffering. For hypocrite or ungodly man could not come before God. Hypocrite, basically saying this way, act differently. That is called literal meaning hypocrite. Verse 17, listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears. So basically Job told to his three friends, listen carefully to my speech, to my declaration with your ears. See now, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated or justified, which meaning Job alleged that he is innocent of sins causing his present pain and suffering. So sore, painful, boils from the sole of his feet unto his crown. Verse 19, who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish. Nobody can contend or argue with me except God. If now I hold my tongue, I perish. So poetical description, which means I have to petition to God. Now verses 20 up to 28. Fervent prayer now. Only two things do not do to me. So what are only two things? Then I will not hide myself from you. That is only two things, verse 21. Withdraw your hand far from me. That's one thing. Stop his present pain and suffering. Lord, you know, stop my present pain and suffering. That's number one. Second one, let not the dread of you make me afraid. Stop your great fear to make me fear. So two things, if you two things do it, I will speak to you. I will make a petition to you. Then call and I will answer. Let me speak, then you, the God, respond to me. Verse 23. How many are my iniquities and sin? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Tell me my old sins, which I don't know, you know, what sin. You know? So, my Lord. Verse 24. Why do you hide your face? Why do you keep silence and regard me as your enemy? Lord, consider me as your enemy. Not your child. Job's letter discovers that God's good purpose is for Job to have an intimate personal relationship with God, the spiritual side, not actual side. Job chapter 42 verse 5 said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you, which meaning I know, now I opened my spiritual eye, now I have a personal, intimate relationship with God. But this is, it does not mean actually seeing God. Because Jesus said in John chapter 1 verse 18, said, no one has seen God at any time, including Job's time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared him. Only the Lord Jesus Christ saw Jesus Christ face to face, actually. But this is a poetical description of an intimate relationship with God. So also, here, James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Bible says if you commit trials, rather than you feel the sorrow, upset, then joy, keep joy. Why? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So therefore, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to God's purpose, His purpose. So here, Job loves God. Job also called by God according to His good purpose. Good purpose, let discover Job compassion. Now my eye sees you. Then is verse 25. Will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue dry stubble? This is a description of Job's present body. So all is a swollen skin, boil, from head and up to feet, that kind of thing. So verse 26, for you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. God remembers and writes all sins in his past youth to punish him. So this one thing that God might remember my past sin. So now you are punishing me, that kind of sense. Psalm chapter 25, verse 7, the King David prayed to the Lord here. Interesting. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. So basically, don't remember my, you know, past sin in my youth. But here, in the opposite way, now so you remember my past sin in my youth, then it, you are punishing me. You put my feet in the stocks. In the stocks meaning in the sackle. God does not see further my life above. Watch closely or narrowly all my path. All my past pathway in my youth. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. So God watches my past life in detail. You limit me to present suffering. So balls of the soles of my feet unto my crown. Verse 20, man decays like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Description of Job's present soul bold body here, rotten thing. His body like a rotten thing or a moth-eaten, you know, garment like that. Let's see, you know, each question answer in verse 4. But you fortress of Elijah, you are all worthless physician. Why does Job respond so to his friend's counsel? Principle is right, true, from the scriptures, but the problem, application, wrongfully to Job's case. That's why, you know, Job said, is, you are make liars, or your, you know, counsel is useless, worthless. What can we learn from this? So when, you know, we visit, you know, several people, so first of all, we should have a love, compassion upon them. So we are continually praying for them. But we don't know, you know, the suffering, pain coming from where, but only God knows that. So we're waiting on the Lord, you know, God's revelation, you know, that kind of attitude, we need that. So we shouldn't, you know, presume what, you know, he did it or she did, so, you know, in that way. Question two, in verses 15, 16, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, even so I will depend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before me. What do they mean? Here is Job, although he had a present severe pain, suffering, illness, but he confessed, you know, I trust God. You know, so even if a very desperate situation, so even so, I will depend on my own ways before him, which means, nevertheless, he will pray, you know, to the Lord fervently. He also shall be my salvation. So Job has declared his faith. The Lord is his salvation, which means ultimate savior is the Lord. So because a hypocrite could not, you know, come before him. So ungodly man is could not, you know, come before God. So what is the resolution of Job's suffering? That resolution answer verse 15. Require faith and prayer, only two. Prayer, so you are waiting in his time upon his resolution. Question three, in verse 23-24, how many are my iniquities and sins make me know my transgression and my sin? Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? How does Job think of God's silence? And so, you know, Job, you know, think here, God's silence, you know, God treated me as an enemy rather than, you know, child of God. But what is it's a true silence, true reason in the last chapter 42. So because God's special good purpose for Job to have an intimate personal relationship with God. That's why Job declared, now my eye, you know, can see God, you know, that kind of personal relationship. So is improving his faith, you know, that's a special purpose. Let's just sing song all together, the Fullerton, first one.